Hello and happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I actually, as people are listening to this, I'm actually going to be on my way into work.
To school?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a not a full schedule day for everybody, but I'm a self-contained teacher and they did approve for like self-contained teachers in our building along with like speech and OT and our TAs and our school psychologists to come together and like kind of do whatever we need for a day. So it's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's like my first day back.
Yeah. But it's a good thing because it gets you back in kind of interacting with everybody.
Yeah.
Getting your bearings, collaborating.
But like setting an alarm, driving 30 minutes. Not cool.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. See, I won't be going back next Monday.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be floating in my pool still.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll come over after and float in the pool just to like even things out a little.
There you go. I'll save a float for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What's going on?
Oh, I just came from a Reiki session literally moments ago.
You're like a puddle right now.
I just feel so relaxed. I just had a Reiki session with Deb, our Reiki master, and it was just yet another really beautiful experience. And I feel so just calm and relaxed. Even my tongue feels loose.
Good thing you can talk.
So I'm going to ride this nice, calm energy.
Yeah, you need this because you're going into a little bit of a vacation.
Yeah. So once a year, my mom, my Aunt Kathy and I, we do a girls trip. And we started it, I want to say it was 2019 was the first time we did it.
Wild.
And we just do it every year. So we always pick somewhere new to go. Last year we did Savannah, Georgia, which was so fun.
I remember I think you sent me a picture of like a quote. Or someone was playing the song from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes, yes, yes. I feel like everywhere I go is Breakfast at Tiffany's and I'm sending you something. But we went there last year. This year we're going to Greenport, which is at the tip of Long Island. Mm-hmm. And mom and I are driving down. We are taking the ferry over from Connecticut. So we'll put our car on the boat and go over, and that takes you right over to Black Island. And then...
Cool. Because it's way less of a drive then, right?
Yeah, well, because going through New York City, you know, that can quadruple your time.
Yep.
And then we'd have to get through the city and drive through all of Long Island. I'm like, that doesn't even make any sense.
No, yeah.
So we're just going right to Connecticut. So, and then we're camping, but we're not really.
Not really.
My Aunt Kathy and Uncle Bruce have a beautiful, beautiful trailer that's... Yeah.
It's in like an RV, right?
Oh my gosh. It's like nicer than my house. Like, yeah. Fantastic. I'm so excited. It's so cozy. It's so beautiful. So Uncle Bruce is coming and setting us all up and then leaving us.
Uncle Bruce is the best. Can we just throw that out there?
He really is the best. So we have this nice little girls' weekend and we're kind of closing out summer. Usually we do this trip in like June or sometimes May. But just with our schedules, it just didn't work. And we're closing out summer with a girls' trip, so.
It's kind of nice, though, because it's right before your birthday.
Yeah, it is.
And I know you always dread your birthday, and your birthday this year is literally the first day back to work.
It's like, it's kind of comical. My birthday is September 2nd, and every, like, 7 to 8 years, I find myself at a superintendent conference day on my birthday.
Yeah, which, like, I was trying to explain this to Anthony the other day, because, like, being a teacher... Most people have to work on their birthday. That's like a normal thing.
Right,
you have to work on your birthday. I've never had to, but I'm spoiled. But like as a teacher, to have the first day of school be on your birthday, it's just so intense because it's like setting up a new classroom and I have all these new kids coming in and paperwork. And I haven't seen these people in 8 months and I have to tell them, 8 months, 2 months, but I have to tell them about my life. And it's like, it's sensory overload and you just don't want to do that on your birthday.
And it's like, happy birthday, Lauren.
You get home, you're like hair sticking up straight and you're like, nobody touch me. Don't look at me. I'm going in my room. Leave me alone.
I know. It's so funny because yesterday was Sean's birthday. Me and Connor are home, had a nice rain. He was at work all day. It's just all shades of wrong. But, you know, I'm going to embrace the birthday at work and it'll be nice to, at least I can spend it with Heather, my teammate. That's nice, you know, to be able to be with, and it's not the first day with students.
That would be worse.
Yes, because that is, you know, an exciting, but any teacher who is listening knows the first day jitters. And the first day, you just want to get it over with.
Yeah.
It just, the first day is always the
worst. Matter how many years you've been teaching, that day is just like, you live with this pit in your belly. Like, what's going to happen?
I know. Okay, how are the kids going to get along? How are their personalities going to balance? Yep. You know, how is it all going to go? So, but it, yeah, because the way Labor Day falls, usually my birthday is during Labor Day weekend.
Which is nice. Yeah, this is an early.
It's definitely early. So embracing it and, you know, we'll celebrate my birthday prior.
Yeah, we're going to actually do a fun little thing for your birthday.
We are. I'm so excited. We're going to Artisan Works, right? Yeah. That's what it's called. Yep. For a little dinner and then show by our favorite band.
Yeah, this cover band, it's called Something Else. They've been around Rochester since we've been bopping around. So at least for like
20 years.
And we have been like diehard fans for 20 years. And they're just like a typical cover band. They
90s,
play
2000s,
Disney, sometimes 80s.
Yeah.
You know, they throw a little Whitney Houston in every now and then. We love them.
They are. They're so good.
So it's like a little dinner. Taco bar.
Oh, yes.
And live music.
And Madeline's Catering is doing it, and they do gluten-free. And they are going to make me my own taco separate in a separate bin with my name on it.
I like this.
So when I arrive, that I will have my meal. So it'll be a fun birthday.
I feel like it's like we're going out with a bang.
We're going out with the bang, closing out summer strong.
Yeah, so we need it.
We need it. We need it. We need it.
I talked about this with Anthony the other day, and I didn't mean to phrase it this way because I had a really good summer, but I also felt like my summer was, most of it was spent like waiting to find out that I'm not pregnant.
Right.
Like, yes. I don't mean in a bad way, but technically 4 weeks of my summer was spent doing that.
Right, right. And it was just so much focus was on that, right? Like everything you did dictated was around that.
Yes. And I did not update everyone, so I'll just fill everyone in a little. Anthony and I took a break from IVF just because with two losses under our belt, we just kind of want to talk to a doctor and figure out where to proceed. But we did do something called a timed intercourse cycle, which is basically like a normal cycle, but the clinic monitored us. But we just found out on Monday that it didn't work, which it wasn't a surprise to me because this time I took like 18 pregnancy tests. Like, so the call wasn't so upsetting. But we're just taking it. We talked to the doctor September 9th, and then we'll build a plan from there.
Right, so.
And you know, I actually met with a fertility coach from Germany today.
Okay, tell me more.
She's wonderful. She's holistic.
Okay.
And she basically fills in the gaps for you. Because if you think like you're at this big fertility clinic, for them, it's about numbers. They have so many patients and you don't get that individualized care. Like I haven't met with the same doctor once and I've never met a doctor in person unless they're doing a procedure on me. So it's like, hey, for 2 seconds, I just passed out from anesthesia.
Right, right.
She actually takes and she tells you like, well, based on your case, I think you should get this blood work, this test. And then she takes all those results and she kind of tries to figure out the root cause of the problem and help you make lifestyle changes. Like what supplements should you be taking? What diet changes should you be making? So she really like does a deep dive. So it was just a consultation and Anthony and I will have to decide if we want to go down that path. But I want to explore all my options at this point.
Yeah, why not? Like, what do you have to lose, right? Yeah. It's just, if anything, you're just getting more knowledge that's going to help you make the decisions you need to make to help you move you forward to your baby. Yeah. So I think it's smart.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. Yay, Ro.
Yeah, making moves.
Making moves. I love it.
Yeah.
What else you got going on?
Nothing exciting. Although, I will say, this is actually exciting. We told you guys last time that I was starting a new little life venture.
Yeah, yeah. Coaching. You are. Tell us how it's going.
I had my first coaching session, and it was amazing.
Yes. Okay, good, good. I love it.
It was amazing. So, I'm doing some of that. I did visit my friend Steph. I know the last time I was on my way to visit her when you guys listened, and I got to have some baby snuggles and spend time with her son, Axel, who was like this little ray of sunshine. He is the cutest little nugget. And just spend time with her. You know when you have those friends that like you don't see all the time, but when you see them, it just like literally fills your soul.
Yes. Yes. And then it's like no time has passed.
Yeah.
And I feel like you had the perfect few days because you did nothing but be together and hang out and just be cozy. Those are the best visits.
It was. We were literally in cozy pants the whole time, no makeup, just catching up for three straight days. It was wonderful.
I love it. So good. So good.
Yeah. Overall, I say we had pretty good summers.
Yeah, me too.
Little blurbs here and there for me, but
I think it was a very recharging summer.
I do feel very recharged.
I feel recharged, and this is what we talk about if you're not a teacher, and I feel like non-teachers don't always understand the power of these 2 months that we have off. We really need just our brains to recharge, our hearts, our patience to recharge.
Yeah.
So we can tackle the new school year with our students with just a fresh perspective. And
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like it's sad that summer is ending, but it's like, it never feels like enough time. But then by the time we get there, it's like, all right, we're ready to get back. As Connor and I are bashing around today together, I'm like, I think we've had enough together. I think it's time we go our separate ways. Back to school, our own schools.
Oh my God, you guys crack me up. You honestly, the two of you could have your own reality TV show.
I feel like it's honestly the two of us together is just like this tornado.
It really is.
Whipping through summer together.
Oh, my favorite is when I come over to like go to the pool day and I walk into the backyard and you're both just sitting in your zero gravity chairs reading a book with your sunglasses on and your Yetis. Like, what's happening here, guys?
And we also do float and read in the pool. We've mastered that, which has been really great in our floats. So
I love it.
We've whipped through books this summer, which has been fun. So it was a good summer. It was a good summer. I'm feeling rested, recharged, and excited for all that's to come this year.
Was it yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday was cool. And I got a little bit of that fall.
Don't tell me you whipped out any pumpkin spice candles.
I didn't, but when I walked into Wegmans and they had the like all the things and I took in a deep breath, I'm like, oh, it smells like fall and it feels like fall. I was like, okay, I'm a little okay with this.
You know, you love fall. It is a good time.
I love sweaters.
You love sweaters. You love all the fall situations.
I really do. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh, goodness.
Well, let's wrap up with what are we closing out summer reading or watching?
Okay, we watched the Billy Joel documentary.
Oh, how was it?
Fantastic.
You do love Billy Joel.
I love Billy Joel and so does Sean. And we were just at a point where I kept falling asleep.
Sean says that's your problem all the time.
I just you know what? I hit the couch and I'm out. We got like a window of like 40 minutes. And I'm done. So I think Sean's like kind of over trying to like navigate some of these shows. We did finish up Wednesday.
Oh, we haven't watched it yet.
That was good. I can't say it was good. I don't think it was great. Actually, that's what was really putting me to sleep.
Really?
I just wasn't engaged in it and I just felt confused.
You liked the first season.
I loved the first season.
Okay.
And the second, Sean loved it though. And he's like, should I keep moving forward without you on this? I'm like, I might be passing the torch to only have you do it. So that was Wednesday. And then I think now he's looking for shorter things for us to watch. So we did the Billy Joel documentary, which was great. And me being from Long Island, it was kind of like just fun to see him growing up down there and then just his whole. And now every time we've both been jamming out to Billy Joel, anytime we both hear a song, it's like, ooh, now we know how that song came about.
Okay, now I might have to watch it.
It's kind of like when I read Anthony Kiedis, his autobiography.
Yeah.
And every time I hear a Red Hot Chili Pepper song, I like instantly remember the part that was the story behind that song. So closing out summer with Billy Joel. How about you?
You never got into the summer I turned pretty.
No, I did suggest that to Sean and he said that would be more of a solo experience for me.
I mean, I feel like as a 42-year-old, should I be like fangirling over a story about a high schooler who's literally having a love triangle with two brothers? No, but also yes.
Here we are.
I can't decide. Some people are Team Conrad and some people are Team Jeremiah. I am Team I Have No Idea and it is stressing me the F out. Like every episode I'm like, oh my God, what is she doing? Like first of all, they're straight out of like I think they're in their first year in college and they're talking about getting married. And I want to be like, girlfriend, stop it.
You have your whole life ahead of you.
You do not even know who you are as a person. You're not getting married. But then like when she's with Jeremiah, I'm like, yes. And when she's with Conrad, I'm like, yes. And then I'm like, wait, they're brothers. This is so messed up.
Oh my gosh. Do I need to take this on?
Yeah. Yes. Eventually. It's an undertaking at this point, but worth it.
Okay. Like how many seasons?
We're on the third season.
Okay.
Oh, but it is breaking my heart. Like I felt sad today after watching.
See, I'm not sure when I'm going to fit it in because I fall asleep on the couch and it's hard
for
me.
About 40-minute episodes. So if you watch like one a night.
So if I do one, like Sean always likes to play video games. He's still a video gamer. And he'll go, I'll fall asleep on the couch. He'll go down and play video games. He'll wake me up on the couch at 1 a.m. and be like, babe, you want to go upstairs? I'm like, all right. So maybe just go play your video games early and I'll fall asleep to this show.
There you go. That could work.
Sean probably will like this. This will probably be nice for him.
Yes, it's a good idea. You're welcome, Sean. And are you still on reading nonfiction books?
So I felt like I'm such a teacher. I can't leave a book unfinished.
Okay.
Like I got to get to the end.
Yeah.
So whatever day it was, I went back to that K.A. Tucker book I was reading. And I'm like, I was struggling to get into it. Well, it's because I didn't get to the juicy middle part. So now I'm like thinking about it and I want to finish it. So I am almost done with it. I will wrap it up. I just can't sail into a new school year with an unfinished book on my shelf.
Yeah.
Like that is just every shade of wrong in my mind.
It's so rare for me to DNF a book. Like there's only been like one.
I know, and it's hard.
I finished my last Emily Henry book. So technically that means I read all of her books except for her newest one. And I don't want to read her newest one because people are saying like she veered from her normal what she does
and what you
love
about
her. Hated
it.
Mm. So I don't want to ruin her for me. So I was like, I'm going to pick someone new. So I'm reading One Golden Summer by Carly Fortune.
Ooh.
Same vibe, like summer romance book. Mm-hmm. And I was like, coming off Emily Henry, how am I going to feel? Love her writing.
Love her
writing. I'm flying through it. So definitely, and she has a bunch of them and they're all summer romances. So although I have to depart from my summer romances now. Yeah, it's about to not be summer.
Now you get to have some fall.
I usually don't do a fall romance. Like I might have to go to do a fantasy again.
Ooh, a little fantasy situation. That'll be super fun.
So our friend Taryn was recommending some books to me the other day.
Yeah. How did her whole little bookstore tour that she did?
Good.
We've evolved from our bar hopping to now bookstore hopping.
Instead of bar hopping, they went book hopping.
Which I love. I'm like, I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, Anthony and I had a date night this past weekend. Totally random. Like we went out to a new restaurant, which not a new place for us. Like we went to a familiar area and we were like, ooh, we're close to our favorite ice cream shop. So we went there after dinner and then all of a sudden Taryn and Keegan walk up. We're like, I honestly thought Anthony planned it as a surprise for me because I was like, this is such a special date night surprise, but he did it.
He's like, no, they're just here. Hey, Reef, you should have just taken the credit,
Anthony. Out in our favor. And then we got to see them the next day, too. They had a little party. So it was a nice little doubleheader weekend with them.
That's so good. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, well, it was good to just kind of keep everybody updated this summer.
It's our last IGG Extra.
I know. And we are so excited for what's to come in season two.
Yeah, you guys, we have a lot in store for you.
We've been brainstorming poolside. We've been working on all sorts of things.
Yep.
It's going to be a really exciting season.
Get ready.
Get ready. Buckle up.
I love it.
We're taking it to a whole new level in season two.
Right.
So September 8th is the next time, right? You'll hear from us.
Yeah. Season two, September 8th.
Kicking it off, and we can't wait to kick it off with you.
Yeah, that's right.
So, of course, we always want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate likes, follows, and reviews wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And you can find us at I've Got Guts Podcast on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. And you can email us at ivegotgutspodcast@gmail.com.
All right. We'll see you in September.
Bye, guys.
Bye.